Chapter 1, The Danger of the Adult Plateau. Distortions from adulthood that cost you and everyone around you. Most adults have an intuitive understanding of the development of the mind when it comes to relating to babies, children, and adolescents. We understand that there are about 2 decades of physical growth until you are, at least from a biological standpoint, an adult. Throughout childhood, we see children getting physically bigger, and as they do, we also notice different phases of life. New ways of communicating, playing, and relating mark transitions and memories that we often recall from our own distant past. Yet, once adulthood arrives, many presume that the development of the mind ceases. It is as if, once you are done growing physically, you are also done growing psychologically. The mind can be thought of as the embodied and relational faculty that regulates the flow of energy and information. As an infant, we can think of the mind as being quite small. It is largely unable to regulate much of the energy on its own. And the infant's mind is also quite limited in terms of the types of information it can take in. As such, an attuned mother, father, and/or caregiver is required most of the time. As the baby grows, the mind expands. With this growth comes the ability to manage new forms of energy and information. If we look with greater curiosity at our growing baby and start to watch children and adolescents, we can see with more nuance that the mind's ability to manage and regulate more energy and information is undergoing significant changes. The presumption that the adult mind does not also continue to grow, expand, and increase in its ability to hold and manage complexity throughout adulthood is the adult plateau. This belief that adulthood is a single playing field where all adults more or less share the same capacities in regulating energy and information flow is a major distortion that has far-reaching consequences. Before diving into our investigation of development, a useful starting point is to explore some of the dangers inherent in our world when adults do not see, understand, and consider adult development more explicitly. What follows is not an exhaustive exploration of this problem. Instead, you find a brief survey of just a few of the major problems you are likely facing today and have been for much of your adult life. The distortion of more. As you will learn in detail, the development of your mind involves you being and becoming more. These are two of the major thrusts of evolution that show up and are reflected in the mind's growth. Who you are expands such that you are more than who you once were. Development brings with it a larger mind that is more capable, powerful, and integrative. When adults fail to recognize how their own mind and other adult minds are in a developmental process and how their ongoing development is an essential facet of their overall well-being, the innate drive to grow gets distorted. This is because adult development is participatory in nature. It is not like the development found in the infant or child, where development unfolds largely without much conscious attention on or explicit understanding of development. Adult development progressively shifts towards you participating more consciously with the growth of your mind. So when you fail to actively participate, costly distortions become common features. The first distortion misguides the internal drive to become more in an outward fashion. The self now takes up projects of having more in the external world. This focus on possessing more externally acts as a substitute. The danger is found in the preoccupation with having more externally, more money, a flashy car, a newer, larger home, more distinctive clothes, more profitable investments, more influential and/or attractive partners, and so on. There is nothing inherently wrong with valuing and striving for any of these external achievements. However, when the immensely powerful and unrelenting drive to grow your mind is channeled into external acquisitions, an imbalance and misdirected deployment of resources is often created. When the internal drive for more turns outward, you can never possess enough to satisfy the immense inner drive to become more. This preoccupation often forms into unexamined, automated patterns where you get more, which fuels an even greater desire to have more. Ultimately, external possessions cannot substitute and genuinely stand in as replacement for the mind's inherent gradient toward being and becoming more. This often unseen distortion costs many their happiness. A second distortion is the substitution of psychological power for social power. As you will see in the next chapter, the development of the mind brings with it greater psychological power. The increasing scope of freedom, choice, and thus capacity to exert power internally is something virtually every adult, knowingly or unknowingly, needs and desires. When the adult mind fails to cultivate his or her own internal development, a compensation is often made. This is when the drive for more psychological power over one's inner life gets subverted into the drive to obtain, possess, and retain various forms of social and relational power. Similarly to the drive for having more, there is nothing inherently wrong with social and relational power. However, when adults are using social power and control to attempt to compensate for missing power over their own inner life, we find a potent recipe for the irresponsible use of power and the exploitation of relationship. Instead of a responsible and judicious use of power, we often find people manipulating and exploiting as a function of relating their own internal preferences, needs, and desires. Chances are you have lived in the wake of these misguided attempts for power and control, as well as fallen prey to exploiting power unskillfully as a means of compensating for a constrained capacity to regulate your own energy and information flow. If you have been living inside of this adult plateau or happen to be surrounded by adults who are, you have likely felt the consequences of both of these forms of distortion. An intentional, ongoing focus on your own development of mind is a powerful remedy and necessity for your overall well-being. The learning distortion. Within the adult plateau, development and learning are commonly used as synonyms. Learning more information is equivalent to developing yourself. This is a massive confusion. Learning more information is not the same as development. Learning is a wonderful way to enrich, change, and progress in your life. However, if you are trying to learn your way out of limitations inherent in a stage of development, you are likely setting yourself up to waste a lot of time, money, and effort. Learning does not necessarily grow the mind. Often, learning fills your current level of mental capacity with more information. Development grows the mind so that new kinds of information can be retained, not just more information. Additionally, development refines your ability to monitor and modify the flow of energy. One of the reasons I wrote Strength to Awaken was in part because many books on fitness simply give you information. More information about how to train is not needed for the vast majority of people who are struggling with their fitness goals. Instead of only providing more information, many require new mental capacities that can manage and modify the flow of information and energy so that they are actually capable of consistently deploying effective strategies in their lives. Until this added mental capacity is achieved, more information will not likely initiate immediate or lasting changes in well-being. If we look to dieting, nutrition, weight management, and various forms of professional development, leadership, and management trainings, we find similar patterns. People are sharing information and not necessarily growing the capacity and complexity of the mind. Sadly, untold millions of dollars of trainings, seminars, books, retreats, coaching, and so on simply teach more information because they are rooted in the adult plateau mindset. Give them more technical information, and this will solve the problem. Learning is essential and important, and adults in virtually every field need to be more nuanced in their understanding of what level of mind they are teaching to. Additionally, they can augment and build programs and products that are vastly more effective if they take developmental considerations into their planning. A larger market can be accessed, and more pragmatic results can likely be attained if they provide effective information as well as proficient strategies to support and challenge the developmental processes of the mind. So learning will not initiate changes you likely need in your life. Learning and genuinely adaptive changes to the capacity of your mind will. The experience distortion. In the professional world, experience is often treated as king. When you are in an interview, there is often a gravity placed on how much experience you have. Do you have 18 months of experience, or do you have 2 decades? If the company has the economic resources to pay for 2 decades, they are likely to do so. To be clear, experience is indeed an important feature, yet it is not nearly as fundamental as the level of development your mind will be bringing to work every day. Experience means you know how to do certain things, presumably efficiently and well. Yet, in the face of complex changes in demands, markets, cultural politics within the office, and so on, we find a need for more complex minds, not just minds with years of assumptions about how things should or can be done. Experience was adequate in the modern economic climate when markets and production lines were more predictable. The adult plateau was less a problem 50 to 70 years ago. In today's postmodern techno-informational economy, development is a massive blind spot costing human resource departments untold amounts of resources. Companies that are largely inside the adult plateau are likely bleeding billions of dollars each year as they try to get experience to yield something that only a qualitatively more complex mind can provide. The mission of any human resource department in a company looking to be the top of its market should read, "Hiring for mental complexity." When we as a human culture value experience without consideration of developmental complexity, we hold ourselves back. Our human commerce and community requires larger, more flexible, dynamic, complex, and capable minds. Development, as you will soon see, likely plays an important role in improving creativity and innovation. Measures of critical thinking often grow as development increases. Mental flexibility, attunement to self and others, leadership performance, and other important measures are all likely positively impacted by development. Even psychological well-being may be positively impacted by development. Failure to understand and participate with adult development is a costly mistake that shows up in challenges in marriage, parenting, employment, education, leadership, and the responsible use of material and techno-economic resources. These distortions and dangers are, in many cases, functioning on a global scale. Exercises to uncover your distortions. The following series of questions is designed to help you identify where you may be suffering from costly distortions identified above. Carefully reflect on these inquiries and capture your insights for future reflection. The distortion of more. Are you attempting to acquire more as a substitute for being and becoming more internally? If so, how? Consider your consumption habits. Do you buy what you fundamentally need, or do you find yourself often looking to get more? How might you be exploiting relational and/or political power as a means to regulate your own experience? When might you pressure others to change in order to alleviate and/or regulate yourself? Do you find yourself yearning for more effective and mature strategies to get what you want in life? What glimpses do you see about how you want to live and spend your time? The learning distortion. What persistent problems are you trying to learn your way out of? How are you trying to get more information into the same mind? How are you working to transform your mind as a whole so that new kinds of information can be held, considered, and acted on? The experience distortion. Do you reference how you have done similar tasks in the past when looking at a new project? How often and why? While experience, of course, serves you, how can you bring a fresh perspective to each new task, less biased by past experiences? Think of a time when a novel approach solved a problem at work or home. What were some of the qualities present? How can you imagine yourself embodying these qualities? How might these creative solutions involve less time and fewer resources, yet yield greater returns? Given persistent demands in your life and/or business, how can you change and be changed by novel approaches to commonly recurring problems? Finally, to learn more about fortifying yourself from these distortions and others, visit www.theelegantself.com/distortions.